The volume Pei Dalet and Aleph. So he brought a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and the Mora is going to give a teretz, which you pointed out the last time we learned. The teretz is not directly on the steer, but the Mora ties the two issues together. So the Mishnah says, even though she's Mora Hanoa, she can still benefit from Lechet Shechapeya, but it does not mention Meiser Ani, which sounds like she cannot take Meiser Ani. That's called being the henna from the Baal when you take Meister Ani. The Raisa says she could also be the henna of Meister Ani, which means that Meister Ani is not considered taken from the Baal. So I'm reversed to Blakasha. Harab Liezer, Harab Banan. Liezer Omer, Ein Odom Tzarek Likra Shem al Meister Ani Shal Demai. When a person buys the Mai, so he has to be. So he doesn't have to be Kurashem and Truma because the Chazal said that Rabbi Maratzim would take of Truma. But he has to be Kershem on the Meiser. He's Marfreshit, which means Kershem, he's designates it. And then he's Marfresh Tumas Meiser from it. And he can keep it for himself, because on the Dini Mamad Shabbai, it's a Suffolk, so he could say Mitzvah Mechir Levarayat. On the Isser Shabbai, since it's Tevel till he takes off the Meiser, can't eat it, so he has to be Kershem. So Chazal said that when you buy from an Ani, from an Amor Oritz, you have to be Kershem that he didn't take off Meiser, you have to be Kershem. Do you have to be Kershem for Meiser Ani?
No way.
If it's Meiser, so are we so Pasha Shad is that person has left the Kershem for a Meiser Ani Shal Demai, because we would say, we assume that maybe the Ani, the Amor Oritz took off the Meiser Ani. Why should we trust him on the Meiser Ani more than trust him on the Meiser Rishon? Elamai, Eliezer holds, again, the moment of Shabbat, he keeps it. Because the Meiser Bechal Averai, the only reason he's being Kurashem is because of the Isser. So Eliezer holds that Meiser Ani does not create a din of Tevel, so there's no reason to be Kurashem. The only issue is the Dini Mamad Shabbai, which he says in Meister Mechavad Leverai, there's no reason to be Kurashem at all. But the Chachamim are named Kurashem. So he has to be Kurashem and designate what is Meiser Ani, thereby making the remainder not Meiser, no longer Tevel. So it's considered Tevel until he designates what is the Meiser Ani. And now that he's Kurashem, he made the rest of the cream mutter to eat. He doesn't need to give it to the he doesn't need to actually take it out. He just needs to designate where in the pile is the Meiser Ani, and it becomes the Meiser Ani. So the Mora is saying, well, the same way, so they're arguing whether Meiser Ani generates a din of Tevel. The Karn of Eliezer, it does not. Karn of Chachamim, it does. So the Mora says, this is Rabbi Yosef talking, Rabbi Yosef says, my love, isn't it true to say, the Mandomer is Smeik of Tevel, so the manum old sveka toivel, which loved off the sveka even vadi, that means it generates the din of the tevel. So who adin is like tevel and not. So since it's a significant act of taking it out and designating this as the Meiser Ani, the Torah also puts into the person's rishus what to do with it. So when he gives it to in the case where a woman whose mother in law would take benefit, she's taking benefit from the owner, which she can't do. So she can't take Meiser Ani. Since it's Tevel Noah, she can't get be in the henna. Mandamar ain't Kurashem. But Eliezer says you're not Kurashem because some sick and a Tevel holds it, it doesn't generate a din of Tevel. And we're tying in, if there's no din that it's mixture generates a din of tevel. So that also means that he doesn't. When your arm offers it, you don't become the bialim to decide where it goes, which is called tevel sanoy. You don't have tevel sanoy, and therefore b'shar le sanoye. And therefore, the mutter anoa is not called benefiting from; it's be taken from hefker. That's mutter.
Yeah, so what you're supposed to like leave, a pile outside your property, and let people come and take, put it by the curb.
Well, we're going to see the more it brings a pasuk which says that you do. We'll see more about that. So that's what Yosef suggests. So Amar Lei Abaye, and we spoke out like last time we spoke out, that the connection between the two dinim, whether it generates a din of tevel and whether it's a din of tevel sanoa, is not necessarily based on the svar, it's just based on the psukim to connect the two things. Amar Lei Abaye, so Abaye said that you have no right, you have no raya that's the machlokes between Elazar and Rabbanan. Could be the Kuli Alma Seika Tovel. They both hold that it generates a din of tevel, and therefore it generates a din of tevel sanoa. And based on that, both rises, it should be Meister Ani, should be Osir. And the Brises said that it's Mutter. So what's the machlokes between Elazar and Rabbanan? Elazar and Rabbanan, Bahakim Eflagit. Because we're discussing Demai, and the question is, do you need the Imafrish Meister Ani from the Demai? Are we Choshed Amuratzim that they wouldn't Demafrish it? The root of this issue was the Amuratzim saw it as a big Hefzad moment, and they didn't like that, and that's why they were tempted to and inclined not to Imafrish these Meisters. Well, Meister Ani is mutter to Zorim. Theoretically, it's mutter to the Bailam himself. If he's mafkas the chosim, he's an oni. He can then take possession of the maaser oni, then be coming back as the chosim. Reblesh Rabban Vachem Evlegi. Reblesh Rabban Loi Nechshel to Ami Eretz on maaser oni. There's no chashad that they would not be mafkas maaser oni, because kiven the ilu mafker nifse. Who, lest they say that the ani feels no potential loss because he could get the maaser ani back if he wants to, by being mafkas nechosim. So therefore, the amaratzim take off maaser ani. Rabbanan say, the Rabbanan say, nichse lemafker inish. People do not do this. The mirsa is still mezachim behu inish achrina, because they'd be scared to be mafker their property because. To get back to Meiser Oni, because meanwhile, while they're doing that, maybe somebody will take advantage and be cut of their property. Therefore, they're not going to do that. So therefore, they do not want to be Ma'afresh it, because they lose the Meiser. Therefore, their Hilchah connection, therefore, there's a Cheshad on them that they're not being Ma'afresh the Meiser Oni, and therefore you have to Ma'afresh the Meiser Oni when you buy from them. So Baya has just accomplished to explain what the machloikas is, the relation to the Rabbanan, but it will, not in a way which will work to answer the steer on our brises over here. Rabbi Amrikami Maaser Ani, so Rabbi's going back to answer the steer. Rabbi says that Maaser Ani is dealt with one of two ways. Mischalik Masech HaBayis, Luxibe Bey Nesina, Mesata Lebe Lagir, so that's called Tevis Anoa, Shemachi Osir Le Lisanuye, Kam Maaser Ani Mischalik Masech HaGronis, which over there, so you just leave it. So they would be mafresh my son. Just leave it there. So it's not called tevet. There's no tevet zanor. So there's always there being the henna from that. But when he gives it out to Rabbayis, he decides who gets it. That's called menasata. He gives it. Well, he gives it. The tevet zanor, and that's going to be us. Be also being the henna. Okay.